Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this. With John Deere, P&K Equipment is bringing a new concept to the market. It's all about how to mow well fast. With P&K, you can breeze through your yard work with a John Deere residential zero turn starting at $24.99, or you can get a riding lawn tractor starting at only $14.99. P&K's got the mower and accessories you need to make sure you mow well fast with any size yard. Because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer in 73116. Price and model availability may vary by location. Some restrictions may apply. See P&K for details.
Coming up Friday, May 6th, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction's coming on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Started at 8 a.m., 34,700 head will be offered, including 4,350 yearling steers, 7,850 yearling heifers, 9,950 weaned calves, and 8,750 calves on cows. If you'd like details about any of these cattle, go to our website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call 800-422-2117.
Cattle futures bounced today up $1.82 in the May feeder cattle futures, 143.25, about $2 off of their low. August were up as well, $1.45, but September only up a dollar, October up 50. So really the strength was mainly on the front end for the feeder cattle. Live cattle up anywhere from 20 to 37, it looks like. June here on the front end up 30 at 116.10. August up 27 to 114. Box beef at midday down $1.54 on choice. That continues to slide. It's at 208.23. The select was 201 even, actually up $1.04. So that spread is around $7 between the choice and select. The feeder cattle index, 143.43, down 87. So we're right in line with where the May futures are. There is no discount or premium there, which is a little bit different than what we've been seeing. This time of year, we've got a couple things happening. We've got the seasonal tendencies in the spring for the market to possibly set a low as wheat pasture cattle hit the market. Hopefully, with the grilling demand around the corner, and then that cold storage being down last month, all of that could possibly be some positive signs. Of course, we're only $3 and $4 off of the lows here on the feeder cattle at this point.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets were extremely weak here in all three areas. We had corn down 10 to 12 and a half cents. July was at 379 and a quarter, down 12 and a half, 2 and a quarter cents off the low. D16 down 10 at 386. Soybeans down anywhere from 9 to 15 cents. July was down 15 and a quarter at 1028 and a half. November's 1009. And then wheat futures almost reached the contract lows in July, Kansas City. They were down 18 and a quarter cents a bushel to 456. The previous low was about 452. So working back down there toward those low numbers there. Part of the downtrend today, or the downshift in price, was due to the fact that the U.S. dollar is over 100 points off of its lows from earlier today. So big bounce in the dollar pressuring the things that we export. The crop progress yesterday, winter wheat, 61% good to excellent. That was 2% higher than the previous week. Last year it was 43%. So it looks like at this point overall the winter wheat crop is rated pretty well. Corn planting, 45%. Bean plantings, about 8%. It looks like Informa this morning upped their winter wheat numbers to 1.405 billion bushels, mainly from the white wheat was up about 30 million bushels higher than the previous estimate. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.